जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन, यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन, जमुना तीरवन चारी, जमुना तीरवन चारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन, जमुना तीरवन चारी, जमुना तीरवन चारी, हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nitai Gaura Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Gaura Hari Bol. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada.
Jai Om Vishnupada Paramahamsa Parivarajakacharya Stotrasa Sri Srimad Abhaya Charana Ravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki ISKCON VBT Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Om Vishnupada Paramhamsa Parivarajakacharya Stotra Sri Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Prem Se Kaho Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasati Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopu Gopinath Shyam Kunda Radha Kundakiri Govardhan Ki Mathura Vrindavan Dham Ki Mayapur Navadip Dham Ki Purushottam Chetra Sri Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Ganga Mai Ki Jamuna Mai Ki, Tulasi Maharani Ki, Kaliyuga Pavan Harinam Sankirtan Ki, Samved Bhakta Vrinda Ki, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो फर्स्ट चैप्टर 8 वर्स नंबर 51 चैप्टर इज एंटाइटल्ड प्रेयर्स बाय क्वीन कुंती टेक्स्ट 51 स्त्रीणां मद्धात बंधूनां द्रोणो योऽस्व इहोत्थितः कर्मभिर्ग्रेम गृहमेधियैर् नाहं कल्पो व्यपोहितम् स्त्रीणां मद्धात बंधूनां द्रोहो योऽस्व इहोत्थितः कर्मभिर्गृहमेधियैर् नाहं कल्पो व्यपोहितम् स्त्रीणां मद्धात बंधूनां द्रोहो योऽस्व इहोत्थितः कर्मभिर्गृहमेधियैर् नाहं कल्पो व्यपोहितम् स्त्रीणां मद्धात बंधूनां द्रोहो योऽस्व इहोत्थितः कर्मभिर्गृहमेधियैर् नाहं कल्पो व्यपोहितम् स्त्रीणां मद्धात बंधूनां द्रोहो योऽस्व इहोत्थितः कर्मभिर्गृहमेधियैर् नाहं कल्पो व्यपोहितम् स्त्रीणां मद्धात बंधूनां द्रोहो योऽस्व इहोत्थितः कर्मभिर्गृहमेधियैर् नाहं कल्पो व्यपोहितम् माताजी श्रीनाम मद्धात बंधूनां द्रोहो योऽस्व इहोत्थितम् कर्मभिर्गृहमेधियैर् नाहं कल्पो व्यपोहितम् वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग स्त्री नाम ऑफ द वुमेन मत बाय मी हत बंधु नाम ऑफ द फ्रेंड्स हु आर किल्ड द्रोह एनमिटी यह दैट असौ ऑल दिस इह हेयर विथ उत्थितः हैज accrued कर्म भी बाय डिंट ऑफ वर्क गृह मेधी यही है बाय पर्सन्स एंगेज इन मेटेरियल वेलफेयर न नेवर अहम आई कल्प कैन एक्सपेक्ट व्यपोहितम अनडूइंग द सेम Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. I have killed many friends of women and I have thus caused enmity to such an extent that it is not possible to undo it by material welfare work. Purport. The Grihamedhis are those whose only business is to perform welfare work for the sake of material prosperity. Such material prosperity is sometimes hampered by sinful activities. For the materialist is sure to commit sins, even unintentionally, in the course of discharging material duties. To get relief from such sinful reactions, the Vedas prescribe several kinds of sacrifices. It is said in the Vedas that by performing the Ashwamedha Yajna, horse sacrifice, one can get relief from even Brahmahatya. Killing of a Brahmana. Yudhishthira Maharaj performed this Ashwamedha Yajna, but he thinks that Even by performing such yajna, it is not possible to get relief from the great sins, from great sins committed. In war, either the husband or the brother or even the father or sons go to fight, and when they are killed, a fresh enmity is created. And thus a chain of actions and reactions increases, which is not possible to be counteracted even by thousands of Ashwamedha yajnas. The way of work, karma, is like that. It creates one action and another reaction simultaneously, and thus increases the chain of material activities, binding the performer in material bondage. In the Bhagavad Gita, 9 chapter 27 and 28 verse, it is said, the remedy is suggested that such action and reactions of the path of work can be checked only when work is done on behalf of the Supreme Lord. The battle of Kurukshetra was actually fought by the will of the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, as it is evident from his version. And only by his will was Yudhishthir placed on the throne of Hastinapur. Therefore, factually, no sin whatever touched the Pandavas, who were only the order carriers of the Lord. For others who declare war out of personal interest, the whole responsibility lies on them. Om Jnanatimirandhasya Jnananjanashalakaya Chakchurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatan Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Savdvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhaye Vacha Patitanam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. Welcome everyone to this Srimad Bhagavatam class. Give me blessings so that I can speak something which can help me and everyone other to purify myself. This text 51, which is being spoken by Yudhishthir Maharaj to Krishna, he is telling that how, the translation is that, I have killed many friends of women and I have thus caused enmity to such an extent that it is not possible to undo it by material welfare work. So here, Yudhishthira Maharaj is feeling himself responsible for whatever the casualties has occurred in a battle of Kurukshetra, battle of Mahabharat. So he is feeling responsible himself, and he is saying that he is the cause for all this death. In earlier verses, he is telling that Bala Dvija, Suhrit Mitra, Pitri, Bhratir, Guru Druha, he is feeling that he is responsible for all the children, all the friends, all the Guru, to all these personalities, he has worked in Mikkali. And that's why all these people have died, and he is feeling that he is responsible. And here in this verse, he is feeling that he has killed many friends of women, and I have thus caused enmity to such an extent that it is not possible to undo it by material welfare work. So we see that any person who is on the highest order or who is the head of some place, if he is a responsible person, then he feels that it is his responsibility that the work under him are going properly. If something doesn't go properly, then he takes the blame on him. He feels that it is due to him that things are not going properly. We see that when something happens in our day-to-day world, like in political scenario, if you see, if some rail accident happens, immediately opposition demands the resignation of the concerned minister. Even if something he is not directly linked to, if even the bridge is old, then it is his responsibility. Some terrorists have attacked some, they have removed some plates of the track, then also it is responsibility of that minister. And they immediately jump to ask resignation. So they apply the principle of Sati Yuga in this Kali Yuga. Immediately they put the top person held responsible for whatever action is taking place in his guidance. But hardly anyone gives resignation. Earlier it used to happen when India got independence. Sometimes something happened and immediately rail minister, they give their resignation, feeling that this was his responsibility. So it shows that they were such a committed people. In 12th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, in 3rd chapter where Bhumi Gita is there. So after finishing Bhumi Gita, Sukhdev Goswami is describing the Kala fact, the different ages, what is the property. So what is the property of Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapar Yuga and Kali Yuga. And he says there that the people who act in such a way, consider them to be situated in Satya Yuga. But person who are in such a different characteristic are given. So let's go to that. So the different characteristic of different times are given. So we see that if some people are working or performing their activity, or their activities are like that of Sati Yuga, that means they are staying in Sati Yuga. Although they are surrounded by Kali Yuga, but they are not influenced, or they are very less influenced by this Kali Yuga, and they are living in that situation. So we see the responsibility of the highest person, who are in the society, they feel themselves responsible. In the example of Chatuskumara, when they went to spiritual world, Vaikuntha Loka, seeking the audience of Lord Vishnu, so there Dwarpal, Jay and Vijay, they stopped them. They have already crossed 6 gates, and the 7th gate they were stopped. And when they were stopped, they were cursed by this Chatuskumara because they were not allowed. Then when Vishnu came to know, he came and he asked forgiveness on behalf of his servants, Jay and Vijay, to Chatuskumara and said that they are my servant, please forgive them. So he is feeling that the responsibility is with him, that the guests have come and they are not properly welcomed. So he is feeling responsible. Although he is not responsible, it is his leela there only, that he wants to manifest something. And he has the power to nullify the curse of this Brahmana, but he says that I don't want this to happen. So there Lord Vishnu is feeling that he is himself responsible. In the incident of recent history, in 1979, when ISRO was launching its project PSLV, so that time Satish Dhawan was project in charge, and when the PSLV that time failed, and he was not direct in charge. Direct in charge was our late president of APJ Abdul Kalam. So when project failed, because at one time what happened that when the opposite counting was being done, at that time computer indicated some problem, but they said no, we have checked everything, so let us go ahead. And they bypassed that caution, And what happened that after some time, after second or third stage, the rocket failed. And it failed in the Bay of Bengal. So project was failed. And when project failed, media came. That time Satish Dhawan came in front and he took the responsibility. He said that we have very good team and we will success next time. So actually I take the responsibility that due to something it has happened. And in the next year, same project was launched and it was successful. So at that time, Satish Dhawan sent APJ Abdul Kalam and asked him to take credit. He gave all the credit to him that it was due to him. So when the leader is responsible, he makes sure that his subordinates are properly taken care of. They should grow properly. Otherwise, what happens? Sometimes when some mistake happens, people blame the person. And when person gets blame from all the side, he's not able to rectify. Mostly he goes in defending mode. He try to defend himself by giving different excuses. And and if he has something wrong, maybe due to it is not the responsibility of the senior person that they have asked him to do something, but he has committed something wrong and then no one is supporting him, then he will not be able to come out. If he is repentant, he is genuine that he has done his mistake and he is accepting that, then it needs someone to help him, especially if from some senior devotee or equals. If they give him solace, comfortable words, then it becomes easy for him to struggle at such position. Otherwise, it is very difficult that people are normally blaming. We see there are many examples in our community also that where people have done something wrong, but he was not debarred from devotional service or he was given the benefit of doubt so that he can continue his devotional service. And later on, that person again comes back, jumps back in his devotional service with full vigor, seeing the support which he is getting from all senior devotees, all of his equals. So this support system helps a person who has done or committed something wrong to again revive and again reposition himself so that he can perform himself better. So this type of help only works when the person is repentant and is introspective that why and where he has gone wrong. In the examples of different examples in the Shastra, we see that how a spiritual personality sometimes they curse, like Narada Muni, he cursed Nal Kuvar and Manigriva. They were so much intoxicated that they were not even recognizing that such a saintly person is passing by. But when they got cursed, they immediately came to their senses, they asked for forgiveness. That time Narada Muni gave them benediction that they will in future will be having the opportunity to see Krishna's pastime and get purified. And since they were repentant, they were given this opportunity. And later on we see in the pastime of Krishna that how he delivered these two boys of Kuvera. And similar, many examples, like Indradyumna Maharaj was also there. He was also given this opportunity. So when the person is repentant, then only these things work. Otherwise, it doesn't work. Many examples are there in the scriptures where Lord himself comes and he comes to destroy the demons. There is, in the hearts of demons, mostly they are not repentant. So they are destroyed directly. They are given next body. In that body, it is difficult for them to go along with the situation and order with which Lord has created. So they are finished. But in some situation we have seen that even the demons who are repenting, they have been forgiven. And at such time only the heart transforms. In modern time, this thing is hardly seen. Srimad Bhagavatam describes that how in Kali Yuga, masters will leave their servant, and it is both ways. In Srimad Bhagavatam 12th canto, the symptoms of Kali Yuga, in that it is described that the masters will leave their servant and servants will also leave their masters, who have took care of their servants in their good times. But when their bad times arrives, servant immediately leaves their master. So just master and servant are not in the basis of one who is paying money. Master and servants are in many terms, like guru and disciple also. So when one is not kirtagya, one is not kirtagya, he immediately disowns the higher authority. He is after his immediate sense pleasure, sense gratification. So this situation is there in this Kali Yuga. And the work of Kali is to install untrustworthiness of superiors in the heart of subordinates. By this, what he does, he destroys this principle where he can be, or the person can be taken care of. He feels that he can do everything in his life. He can take charge of his life and he can live his life very nicely without the help of scriptures, without the help of authorities. If in the battlefield one party follows the dharma only and other party doesn't follow, then it is very likely that the person who is following dharma will win. So the battle has to be fought on the same ground, same platform. If the two persons are not situated in the same platform, then the war is unfair. So sometimes a thorn is used to remove the other thorn. So here in battle of Kurukshetra, Pandavas also, although they fought many times dharmically, and sometimes it is seen that what they did was not dharmic. But it was needed to remove those thorns which were causing so much trouble and causing so much disturbance in the society. And it may seem adharmic, but that was also dharmic, because that is the higher principle and that was instructed by Lord Krishna himself. Pandavas fought with all the courts of dharma except in few cases, which was also recommended by Krishna. So all the people who died in battlefield of Kurukshetra were part of that game in which dharma was being established. In this war, so many soldiers died. There were some, so these soldiers were of some women's husbands or father or son and like that. So Yudhishthira Maharaj is feeling that since all these persons have died, I am responsible because I have made these women cry. Because he was the ultimate authority who was put on throne after the battlefield. So he is feeling that all the onus for all these casualties lies with him. He is comparing himself with Grihamedi. In this verse it is said, in this Purport writing, that Grihamedis are those whose only business is to perform welfare work for the sake of material prosperity. Such material prosperity is hampered by sinful activities. For the materialist is sure to commit sin even unintentionally. So in performing our day-to-day activity, even one is grihastha, many sins are committed, which unknowingly, like when we are walking, kirgastha or brahmachari, anyone, like walking on the street, we may kill so many unknown insects, creatures, which comes under our feet. While cooking in the fire, so many living entities are killed in the fire. So while performing all these activities, sins are inevitably occurred. We accrue so many sins. So what is the remedy? So the remedy is given in the scriptures that we should perform different sacrifices. So to get relief from such sinful reactions, the Vedas prescribe several kinds of sacrifices. And it is said in the Vedas that by performing the Ashwamedha Yajna, horse sacrifice, one can get relief from even Brahmahatya, killing of a Brahmana. So already Yudhishthira Maharaj has performed Ashwamedha Yajna, but he is still feeling that it is not sufficient, or it is we can't do. In the next verses, he will tell that how this yajna that are not helpful in removing such sins. So this whole Mahabharata war was held in the supervision of Krishna. So here Prabhupada is further writing that Yudhishthira Maharaj performed this Ashwamedh Yajna, but he thinks that by performing such yajna, it is not possible to get relief from the great sins committed in war, either the husband or the brother, or even the father or sons go to fight, and when they are killed, a fresh enmity is created. And thus a chain of actions and reactions increases, which is not possible to be counteracted even by thousands of the Ashwamedha Yajna. Whenever we commit sin, there is some reaction to it. And when reaction comes, we again react and we perform action. So it is not that whatever reaction are coming, we are performing equal amount of reaction. Most of the time, we, out of our anger, we react unproportionately. And we create fresh reaction. Even though the reaction which is coming, it is from the past, some past action. But when we react unproportionally, and it is very likely that we are reacting more than whatever is coming, whatever is due to us. And in that way, we create fresh reaction, fresh action for which we have to be ready in future to get our suffering. I was in my home, and one of the neighbor, there one relative has come, one small boy, his age was around 6 or 7 years he was there. So he has come and he was playing that. We come to know that his father has been killed. So how he was killed? So he told the story that previous holy, that the two person were there in that village. So they were having enmity, but the other person saw that he has forgiven that person. So this person, and so they were acting like a friend. And in the holy day, when this person was driving in his motorcycle, Rajdut, so he came to one point there, his older enemy who was showing himself as friend, he came. And in the name of holy, what he took, that he took some gulal powder and he rubbed on his eyes. And it was not just powder, it was powder mixed with chili powder. And then he took out his revolver, his suit just in his front of him, and this boy was sitting in the back seat. And his father immediately came to his senses when he was about to shoot. He asked his son to jump off from his bike and run away, because he was knowing that he was going to be killed, and he was shot there and he died. And later on, police commissioner, they came and inquiry happened, and this boy gave a statement, and that person was later arrested. And why this has happened? Because earlier, this person who died, his father has killed another person's father in a similar manner, some like similar situation. So this enmity was being continued in generations. So how it will stop? One person has to stop somewhere. Otherwise, it is not going to stop. They will create fresh enmity, although their fathers have done, but they will pay for it. Pitaji ne khaya, bachche bill bhar rahe. Like there was one hotel there, it was written, you can eat nicely, your bill will be paid by your children. And when person saw that notice board, he became so much happy. He went there, ate whatever he liked, and then finally bill came. So, why bill is there? My children will pay. No, this is the bill of your father. You have to pay. So nothing comes free in this material world. You have to pay. So chain of actions and reaction, unending process where you are bound to suffer and enjoy in this material world. So what is the way? The only way is to perform devotional service in which you don't perform or you don't do any action which will give you pious credit or impious credit, which is free from all these activities. That is devotional service, which can situate the person in Krishna consciousness and take that person back home, back to Godhead. So, in this chain of action and reaction, like in the war, we see that to establish dharma, people are killed. Those who are miscreants, they are deleted from the scene. But they are not reformed. So they are not reformed. So the propensity is not changed. Whenever they are born next time, they will born with the same mentality. And wherever they will born, they will create same havoc. From Satyuga, they will come to Treta Yuga, Treta to Dwapar Yuga, Dwapar Yuga to Kali Yuga. Same activity will continue. When this activity will stop, when they will engage in devotional service, when their heart will change. How the heart will change? When they introspect, someone from a higher authority will give them knowledge. Who are you? You are not this body. You are struggling so hard. We are struggling so hard to enjoy our senses, but ultimately we are not able to enjoy. We suffer. Enjoyment is very less compared to the suffering in this material world. So better engage ourselves in devotional service. So better utilize this human form of body. Like Gaurang Guru gave these examples many times that this human form of body is like having a value of having 1 lakh rupees. Suppose you go in a hotel and you eat some rasgulla, very nice rasgulla. It is famous hotel of some your town. And you rasgulla, you enjoy that rasgulla, eating that rasgulla. But when the bill comes and it asks you for 1 lakh rupees, you will feel cheated. What is this? I have taken only 1 rasgulla and you are charging me for 1 lakh rupees. So similar to the situation, when we just try to enjoy our senses and expend our this human form of life for such tiny sense gratification, which is available in any form of life. But this human form of life, which is compared to the 1 lakh rupees note, which will not be available in other body, where you can inquire from this body, who am I, what is the purpose of my life? This is only available in this human form of life. So these asuras, they are annihilated there in the warfare, but their mindset are not changed. Their consciousness is not changed. So in this Kali Yuga, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is coming and he is not killing anyone. What he is doing? He is trying to reform. He is the jailer who is trying to reform all the miscreants, all the imprisoned, all those who are inmates of this imprison, he is trying to reform. In other yuga, hardly the reformation was there. Reformation was there, those who were engaged in devotional service, but directly he was not coming to reform someone. He was giving instruction, and his instruction through his disciples in disciplic succession it was given. But here he is especially ready to reform everyone, because he knows that here I can't apply that principle, because here whole the mass are miscreants. They are having this mentality to avoid these spiritual topics. And in this way, the people in general are suffering all the time. And to remove this burden, the burden what the Kali Yuga is having, in a way, is much more than what was having earlier Yuga, when Krishna used to come to establish Dharma. Because here the whole lot is like that. Then to improve and reform this whole lot, Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes and he inaugurates this Sankirtan movement. And Srila Prabhupada is taking it further, and he is taking it to all country in the world, so that in the Western world, so that all the people can be benefited. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that Prithvi che ache nagar adi gram sarvatra prachar haibe mor naam, that this holy name of mine will be preached in all village and country of this world, and my holy name will be chanted at every place. And this was made successful by Srila Prabhupada in the current scenario, and his disciples and the second generation, third generation, they are helping this movement to go ahead in this direction. And it is the preacher's responsibility to make this philosophy understandable by common people. And the one strategy will not work for everyone, that whatever the way someone is preaching, it can be applied by someone else exactly. He can't copy and paste. He has to put his brain and innovate his way to preach and put the same philosophy without watering it down, without deviating from the philosophy. Like what Prabhupada wrote in Srimad Bhagavatam was based on that particular circumstances and scenario. He didn't just took the words of his previous acharya and copied it down. Like the example what he gives of letterbox in his purport sometimes, that if you put your letter in any box, it will not go to its desired destination. Only when that box is authorized by postal department, then only that letter will reach its proper destination. But if you give this example in current scenario, then it is almost obsolete. We have not used letterbox. Private couriers are there, we are mostly using that. And we are hardly dropping letter in the letterbox. Even if we are using postal, Indian post, we are going post office and doing it, registered post or what is that? Fast speed post, like that. But we are not putting something in that red colored box. So if you give that example, that many new generation will feel that you are very old-fashioned people. Your example doesn't suit us. It doesn't appeal us. To make them appeal in this devotional service, one has to innovate different means without, and also seeing that without, one has to water down this philosophy so that it can be approachable by everyone and acceptable by everyone. So this is the responsibility of preacher. And he feels the responsibility and hence works for the welfare of others. And one when he feels genuinely concerned with the desire to help others, then Krishna helps him. Krishna helps him that how he can engage his intelligence in such a manner. Tesam sata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam mam upayante yena mam upayantite. So I give them the intelligence so that they can perform devotional service and they can come to me. Why a preacher preach? He feels the satisfaction and happiness which is coming from Krishna when he preach. That this is for the satisfaction of Krishna that he is doing all these activities. So the way of karma is like that there is always chain of action and reaction. And Prabhupada is writing that the remedy is that is suggested that such action and reaction of the path of work can be checked only when work is done on behalf of the Supreme Lord. The battle of Kurukshetra was actually fought by the will of the Supreme Lord Krishna, as it is evident from his version. We see that when the fight begins, Arjuna asked Krishna to place his chariot in the middle of both of the armies. He wanted to observe the armies. That's why the name of the first chapter is Observing the Armies. And after observing the armies, he became overwhelmed. Seeing in the both sides, his relatives were there, to whom he wanted to fight. All were his relatives. So if he fight, they will die. And if all these persons will die, then whom he will celebrate his victory? He will sit on the throne, but none will be there to celebrate. If, like the example is that, if the king is there, but no praja is there, what is the meaning of that king? Nothing. Some people worship Krishna in that way, only Krishna, nothing else. No Gopa, no Gopis, no Radharani, only Krishna is there. So it is saying that only king is there, no praja is there. So seeing all this scenario, Arjuna got overwhelmed and bewildered. Then Krishna instructed him that it is I who want this war, so that all these miscreants, they will be annihilated. And if you don't do, they are already going to die. I want you to take credit. Savyasachi, nimitta bhava, savyasachi. You become my instrument. So it was the will of Krishna. So it was his version, Krishna's version, and only by his will was Yudhishthir placed on the throne of Hastinapur. Therefore, factually, there was no sin because it was instruction of Krishna. There was no sin whatsoever touched by Pandavas who were only the order carrier of the Lord. For others who declare war out of personal interest, the whole responsibility lies on them. Because otherwise what people do in the war, it is for their own sense of gratification. And when such war happens, they create fresh karma and subsequent reactions, and they have to come back again. Prabhupada some
have written in one of the purport that if one country is fighting for another country and that soldier is thinking of the opposite party soldier at the time of death, in the next birth after his death, he will take birth in that nation because he was thinking of that nation. If he is not situated in dharma, then he will simply think of the opposite nation and he will get body in that nation and that nationality. So this has no end, but only when he is connected with dharma, he will be elevated to higher position. Krishna says to Arjuna, you fight and don't fear and don't think about victory or loss, because even if you lost, you fought in the dharmic battlefield and you will get a higher destination. You will go to swarga and you will enjoy there. You have nothing to lose, so don't fear and just fight. So it was instruction of Krishna. So in the dharmic war, when it is prescribed by the scriptures, which is always there to in the dharmic war, the thing is that one wants to establish the dharmic principle. For that the war happens. And in that such wars, general masses of people are never disturbed. People, those who want to fight, they come and they face each other in some battlefield. But nowadays you will not find such things happening. But don't feel that if such things are not happening, we will do dharmic war and we'll come in front and fight. And the king has to come in front and he has to take the role of the leader and he has to fight direct war. No. In this Kali Yuga, when everyone is deceptive mode, you can't fight the enemies in just fighting in the front. You also have to go in deceptive mode. So you have to be like your enemies in fighting, even if you are dharmic, particularly in this age of Kali Yuga. So we see that here in this purport, Prabhupada is writing that this war was being done on behalf of Krishna's order. So this whole Mahabharata was being led in the supervision of Krishna. And this war is like a fire of yajna, where soldiers were annihilated. Ahuti diya ja raha tha unko. Senaon ki ahutiyan di gayi. Many akshonis of senas where they were annihilated. Why? Because it was the will of Krishna that this burden of the earth has to be removed. And in this fire, Pandavas were the priests who were offering oblations of different soldiers so that Krishna will be pleased. And purpose was to please Krishna, and by pleasing him, dharma was being established. Hare Krishna. Any question or comment, if you are having, if you can. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srila Bhagavatam Purana ki, Srimad Bhagavatam Mahapurana ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.